Governor Hassan, the research is clear that there's a growing opportunity gap, making it more challenging for poor kids to achieve the American dream. Do you see that opportunity gap growing for children here in New Hampshire?
Well, one of the things we focus on, I focus on every day, is how do we expand middle class opportunity? How do we help create jobs, help businesses create jobs here in New Hampshire? And so as I see evidence of a widening opportunity gap, what I've tried to do in the budget that is currently before the legislature is really focus on how we strengthen what I call the opportunity infrastructure, really. You know, how do you make sure that a young person has the opportunity to be healthy, has the opportunity to go to a school where they can learn the skills that they will need for 21st century jobs? How do we make sure that our educators and our businesses are learning from each other so that our schools reflect that curriculum that our kids will need? It also impacts transportation infrastructure. It impacts public works infrastructure. And it's been critical that we invest and build on the foundation that we put together in our last bipartisan budget so that every Granite Stater has the opportunity to succeed.
I want to talk more about the budget, obviously, and other restraints that you know the budget process can impose and some of the things we're talking about. But obviously, as you mentioned, education, a huge factor. From your perspective, does a child living in the inner city of Manchester, for instance, being raised by a single parent who may be working two or three jobs just to try to make ends meet, does that child have the same access to the same opportunities as a child living in a town like Hopkinton?
Well, certainly the data would suggest that the child with a single parent who's working multiple jobs will have more challenges and perhaps less opportunities. Our job is to make sure that no matter what that child's circumstance is, that they go to a school where they are learning 21st century skills, that they have access to mentors. We know mentorship, both informal and formal, is very important to children. Regardless of where you grow up, most kids have mentors at some point in their lives. So we know that this is a multifaceted challenge, but it's why my budget focuses on funding K through 12 education, but also making sure that that K through 12 education is meeting our current needs and the needs of a 21st century economy. It's why we're focused not only on making sure kids have access to health care, but that their parents do too, through things like Medicaid expansion, and that health care includes behavioral health and substance abuse treatment should people need it. A child whose parent is struggling with either mental health challenges or substance abuse is going to have more difficulties going forward.
But the fact remains that, I mean, the perception is that a child in that situation in Manchester, because of where they live, they're just not going to get the same kind of quality education that a child living in a more affluent town would have access to. I mean, is that okay?
Of course it's not okay, and of course it's really important, and that's why we work statewide in making sure that all of our schools have access to the kind of curriculum development that they need. That's why we work to make sure that we've got the right kind of resources for kids, and we want to make sure that all kids have the opportunity to work hard and learn, grow, and lead. Critical to our economy is our capacity to unleash the talent and energy of every single person among us. That's the key to a democracy. And if we can do that, then any child, regardless of circumstance, has the chance to learn what they're good at, to learn the kind of skills that will support them, and then will allow them to raise a family where those kids have an even brighter future than the parents had.
Well, speaking of the budget, given the constraints, the legislative constraints with the budget right now, where do you begin with some of these initiatives, some of these ideas?
Well, so what I proposed to the legislature in mid-February was a very frugal budget, but a budget that built on the bipartisan budget that we passed 2 years ago. And so one of the things that we're going to need to do moving forward as we make these critical investments is work with the legislature to reach across the aisle, to come together, to compromise, and find ways to build that next bipartisan budget that won't do everything we would like to do. I mean, you know, a number of people have spoken out about the importance, for instance, of all-day kindergarten, especially, for example, for that child whose single parent might be working more than one job. We know we need to invest in some better school buildings in parts of the state. We won't be able to do all of that in this budget, but the budget I proposed and the compromise budget that we need to do in a bipartisan way would be a budget that builds on our past foundation and gets us the next step forward so that we will be able to do something like full-day kindergarten in the near future.
Yeah, that's, I know statistics out talk about a handful of states that we are one of a handful of states without that state-funded pre-K program. Is that kind of a thing that's even on the radar for you at this point, or is this something you just don't want to support right now because there's too many constraints?
Well, full-day kindergarten would be a very important next step in making sure our young people have the kind of education that really prepares them for the 21st century global economy. We also know that pre-kindergarten programs are very important for our young people. The research is really conclusive, and you see Republican and Democratic governors investing in early childhood education. In New Hampshire, where we don't have state funding for a lot of early childhood education efforts right now, we are working really creatively. Local school districts are working, for instance, with local early preschool education providers to make sure that we're all engaged in best practices and helping our young people as early as possible. But in the future, I think that as we build on the foundation of what we've done in the last 2 years, we certainly will have the opportunity to invest more in early childhood education. And we know that's really important for the future of our state and the future of our families.
Governor Maggie Hassan, thank you for the time.
Thank you.